Hi, good evening. It's Mr. KK here and welcome to the Brothers Podcast. I feel super elated reaching out to you today. I really want to know how are you doing? How is the whole pandemic treating you? How is the stay at home treating you? I really hope that you are staying safe. Yeah, quite a number of persons like me, we're working from home and then we have all the time to bond with family. It's really, really a great time. The circumstances may not be suitable, may not be good for everybody, but I believe that God is bringing better possibilities for every one of us to gather once again. But till then, keep staying safe. All right? So I really want to talk to us about something I titled, Growth is a Seed. Growth is a seed. You know, it's important to know that, or it's beautiful rather, to know that we've never had all the time like we have right now. It's about 2 months right now, if I'm not mistaken, staying at home. Most persons are bored. Yeah, they're really bored. Watching movies, eating, sleeping, and that's all. It's great. It's a great time for you to rejuvenate, relax, and then recover. Yeah, it's a great time. But much more than that, now that you have all the time in the world that you could get, why not spend some time investing in yourself, investing in your personal development, investing in skills? Yes, developing skills is very, very important, because I have come to know that 2020 is still very fresh. Quite a number of people have not really achieved something significant since this year began, and then this pandemic hit. And it has stolen about 2 months of the year from us, 2 months of being less productive. And then if you have an understanding of the times and seasons that we are right now, you are going to know that by the time this pandemic is over, we are waking up into a new world. Yes, we are going up into a new world, and we are not so sure. We are only predicting, but we are not so sure of what that world out there holds for us. We are only staying hopeful. So it is important for us to know that right now you have all the time in the world for you to begin to develop yourself, for you to begin to acquire skills, for you to read and do everything that you can to come out of this phase a better person. Alright, and that is why I'm saying this, that growth is a seed. I come to observe quite a number of persons that there's some kind of questions, especially young people. There are some kind of questions that you would not be asking. There's some kind of silly decisions that you are not going to make as a young person. You know, I have this, should I call it a gift? Okay, I'm very good at observing people. I could tell a lot about you from the words of your mouth, from a mere picture of you. I could tell a lot about you. It just comes to me naturally to be able to tell who someone is just by the attitude they put up, just by a picture they share, or by what they write, by what they say. It comes to me naturally like that. And then I've come to see that young people ask some really silly questions, and they make some really stupid decisions. I should put it that way. They take some really silly actions. But do you know that there's some kind of actions that you would not take if you could spend more time investing in yourself, investing in your personal development? If you could spend more time watching educating videos on YouTube, listening to educating podcasts, and then reading more books, you'll find that what you take inside of you, whether either through listening, either through watching, begins to form a large part of you, of who you are. It forms who, it shapes your life. What you listen to, it's no matter what you listen to, what you expose yourself to, the kind of books that you read, the kind of music that you listen to, the kind of movies that you watch, goes a long way in shaping who you are. So it is important that we spend less time exposing ourselves to things that are not educating, and then begin to expose ourselves more to things that are educating, like listening to educative podcasts, and then watching how-to videos, and reading more books, instead of spending our time and data watching comedy, watching all of those jokes on TikTok and Snapchat and all those videos. I am not saying that those things are not important. It's great to relax and watch comedy and laugh. They are great. But much more than that, ensure that you are also spending more time investing in yourself. This is very, very important. many of the decisions that I have made as a young person, and I am still making, the wisdom came from years of amassed study. The wisdom to make the right decisions, the wisdom to ask the right questions, the wisdom to keep the right people around you, the wisdom to walk in purpose, comes from years of amassed study, right? So that's the reason why you read one self-help book today and it is difficult for you to apply the knowledge. That is because habits and your lifestyle are not formed in one day. I'm talking about growth is a seed. Alright, growth is a seed. It's a process. Your habits and your lifestyle are not formed in one day. And that is why you can read 365 pages of Atomic Habits by James Clear and you still remain the same. It's not that the tips he shared are not working, but because growth is a process. The more you read, the more you are shaped. The more you learn, the more you are shaped. Alright, your life cannot be shaped by reading 195 pages of Purpose Driven Life by Rick Warren. No. Growth is a process. Growth is a seed. It is intentionally investing in yourself every day. And over time, you're going to see that the seeds will begin to germinate and bear fruits. Okay, so do not expect 2 hours of reading a book to change a life you spent 16 years living. That kind of miracle, I do not think it exists. All right, the only miracle of such sort that could exist is you becoming a new creature the moment you accept Christ. That's amazing. That's instant. But growth, becoming a better person, becoming more knowledgeable, getting high grades as a student, it takes months, days, hours of investing in yourself. So this should tell you that every day, put time, or rather, how will I put it? Assign some amount of time that you will spend investing in yourself, reading a book, listening to a podcast, watching some good videos on YouTube. It's really going to help you. So that in 2-3 years from now, you're going to look back and be grateful for how far you have come. Most times we self-stagnate. Yes, we self-stagnate ourselves just because of temporal pleasure, just because you want to laugh for the moment. You don't have to live in the moment. Yes, begin to spend more time investing in yourself, especially now that we are all at home and privileged to have all the time in the world. Invest in yourself and you'll be so amazed by the time you look back and see how far you've come. You'll be so amazed to see how much of your bad habits that you have been able to overcome. You'll be amazed to see how much of procrastination you have been able to defeat. Alright, I really hope that you get the message I'm trying to share. I have to get back to work right now, but see I come your way again. I want you to know that God got you and God is with us always, and this too shall pass. Okay, till I come your way again, keep staying safe. God bless you all.